A warm welcome, everyone, to a new interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We are excited to have two representatives from Gatekeeper Systems with us today. We have Mr. Doug Diamond, the President and CEO, and also Mr. Jeff Gruben, the brand new Vice President of Sales. Gatekeeper provides high-definition mobile video surveillance and safety solutions for public transit authorities, school districts, law enforcement, as well as the U.S. military and Coast Guard. The company is listed on the TSX Venture Exchange with ticker symbol GSI. Several exciting developments have taken place at the company since our previous interview, so we have lots to talk about today. Doug and Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Doug, to start off the interview, can you give us a brief recap of Gatekeeper Systems?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're embarking on a growth year that has really been the result of some significant changes that we've made in the company in order to add some layers of revenue outside the K-12 market, which has been our bread and butter, in the past several years. In order to strengthen our company, we really need, I felt like we needed to execute on an acquisition in order to give us access to a major transit authority. So what we did is we acquired a company for approximately, or we acquired the assets of a company for approximately $300,000. And Spectre Logistics was the name of the company. The assets underneath that company included a command and control system, staffing, vehicles, all of the expertise to operate maintenance contracts on the current video systems or on all of SEPTA's vehicles and trains. And then we also convinced SEPTA to transfer approximately $1.7 million in service contracts to, or a combination of service contracts and equipment contracts to Gatekeeper Systems. So we expect this year that acquisition is going to result in approximately $7 million in new invoice sales. So a $300,000 acquisition, $7 million in invoice sales. So we're very excited about that. And our goal is, our sales goal this year is in the neighborhood of $11 million-$15 million. So we are we've executed on that acquisition. It opens up enormous opportunity for within SEPTA to be the video provider of their existing systems or to their existing buses and trains. We are already delivering our video technology to new buses. So we are hopeful that we are successful in being the video vendor for the trains as well. And so this acquisition has been very, very good for Gatekeeper Systems, and we see it as a major launch-off point for moving forward in the transit marketplace.
In March 2018, so about a year ago, you established Gatekeeper Systems USA in Delaware. And boy, what a ride that has been since, as you indicated. Can you first take us back a year ago? Why did you establish that US subsidiary?
The reason is that our K-12 market requires certain services to be set up within the United States region, and we needed to get closer to our customers, so to speak, because quite frankly, approximately 90% of our sales, depending year to year, are in the U.S. marketplace. There's Buy America requirements in transit. So there was a number of reasons why we needed to set up Gatekeeper Systems USA, and acquiring the assets of Spectre Logistics, that made that transition quite seamless, because there was already a facility in place that we acquired. All right, as far as the lease arrangement, we are in the process now of moving that facility, and we expect that April 1st we'll be moving into a new facility with new manufacturing capability and a new command and control system that we are setting up to allow us to begin to set the stages for connecting to transit authorities' video systems, connecting to K to 12 customers' video systems, and really giving us the start of a backbone to be able to manage video from a remote site.
Since it was established, the subsidiary is projected to generate no less than $7 million in sales. To put that in perspective, Gatekeeper's revenue for its entire fiscal year 2018, which ended August 31st, 2018, was approximately $7.8 million. How do you explain that success?
It's a wonderful opportunity for Gatekeeper because it actually starts to increase the services portion of our business, which I feel is really was needed in order to offset the spikes in revenue in the K to 12 market that are there from quarter to quarter because of these government deals. A lot of the times Gatekeeper doesn't have any control of when these government entities, these school districts, are going to approve funds or actually execute on a particular purchase order. So we needed to increase our services portion of our business to really give us that recurring revenue on a month to month to offset against some of these larger contracts that we are embarking on that can spike depending on when the government agencies allocate funds.
Now, looking at the future, do you see this relationship with SEPTA and other transit authorities expanding further?
Absolutely. We had made a significant strategic direction change about 18 months ago to focus on the transit market in North America. And that was primarily the reason that Doug brought me in. One of our first successes was the acquisition of the account SEPTA. We have been developing our service business in that area as well as our equipment, and we are working with them on some new technology. So we're really excited about that, and we're going to leverage the success that we've had at that account and take it to other transit authorities in Canada and the U.S. primarily.
All of this growth obviously has to show up in Gatekeeper's financials. In both the first and second quarter of fiscal year 2019, you already achieved record revenues. How does the rest of the year look like?
Well, we're pretty bullish on our revenue targets this year. And we are hopeful that with the year-over-year revenue that we have consistently seen in our K-12 market, which has typically been between $7 and $8 million, we're pretty bullish that our revenue, should be in the neighborhood of $12 to $15 million, or potentially even higher. You know, it all depends on the timing of some of the projects that we have in our sales funnel. And I'll give you an example. You know, we have a large contractor, Logan Bus, that is looking at, we landed them, they're using our technology, they're out of New York, they've got 2,000 buses, and they've only added, maybe a few systems to their 2,000 buses, less than 100. So that's an opportunity that could see us filling up the entire fleet, which adds potentially another $2 to $3 million in revenue. It's those types of opportunities in our sales funnel and in our customer base that, depending on the timing of us executing on that project, and the timing is really determined by the customer as well, budgets and their business plans, those sorts of things, that has a direct relationship to the revenue in the K-12 market for this coming year.
Excellent. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Gatekeeper attended the Transit Bus Summit in Las Vegas, an important get-together for participants in the transit industry. Can you elaborate some more about the event and how it went for Gatekeeper?
Yeah, it was a really exciting event for us. It was an invitation event only, and it was made up of about 60 transit authorities in the United States. They brought in a lot of their senior executives, and they also brought in a bunch of vendors. We were excited to be invited to attend. And we were brought in to speak primarily about our new technology that we were developing. Those were along the lines of artificial intelligence and applications to further utilize the data that we collect with our core technology. We've talked about a lot of that with the transit authorities. We got great feedback, and we developed a lot of opportunities out of that event as well.
Could you give us some more details about why artificial intelligence is important as it relates to managing data, which is one of the directions where Gatekeeper wants to significantly grow?
So this was a lot of what we talked about at the conference that we discussed earlier. Our industry has traditionally been reactive in the way that we manage the video data that we collect. And some of these organizations are getting really large in terms of the amount of systems that they have out there, the amount of cameras that they have out there, and the amount of actual hours that they collect in a day. One example of a large customer that we're working with, they have about 3,000 vehicles with an average of about 10 cameras per vehicle, collecting about 16 hours a day. It works out to roughly 500,000 hours of video that they collect on a daily basis. That's a tremendous amount of information, and it's impossible using the typical manual methods to interrogate that video and collect that evidence. So everything is done on a reactive basis. With that in mind, you're not really getting the full potential of all that information that you collect. So that's really what's driving our desire to create AI algorithms that actually automatically interrogate the video using computing technology and look for evidence that might be useful to help the transit authority either defend themselves in litigation or solve other problems. We have several different solutions that we're working on. Interestingly enough, we're about to launch a accounting technology which uses our system to count the amount of passengers that travel on the vehicles. And that's being launched with some of our existing customers, and we feel that that's going to be a really strong advantage for us as we move into the transit authorities.
Wow, that's very interesting. Now, to give us an idea, Jeff, why would transit agencies be interested in integrating people counting in a video system?
The importance of passenger counting as it relates to transit authorities is one of the biggest things that they need to do is plan their routes, plan their vehicles, and schedule their resources in terms of where the traffic flow is. So it's very important for them to manage their business, to have a great understanding of where that passenger flow is. And in the past, they've done it with some rudimentary technologies. There have been some transit authorities that actually do it manually. They put people on the vehicles and they take tallies. Sometimes they can do it with their fare boxes. There's various ways that they account for passenger traffic. But nowadays, when things get a lot larger, you really have to automate that. So that's one of the things that we're integrating into our video system data collection technology. We're adding in that functionality to count passengers. And that really provides a great value to the transit authority when they're running their business. And there's even a further benefit to them because they often apply for federal grant money. They do that on the basis of accurate passenger counting. So their grant of acquisition that they require to run their business is contingent upon that accurate data. So that's part of what we're building into our systems as well, is that capability of not only collecting the video evidence, but collecting the passenger count data correlated with date, time, bus stop location, and it gives them a really great picture on what's happening with their business and their passenger traffic flow.
And as we discussed earlier, last year you acquired Spectre Logistics Inc. Can investors expect another acquisition this year?
I think it would be a long shot for us to expect another acquisition this fiscal year. But one of my goals certainly is to execute on acquisitions, strategic acquisitions moving forward. The reason I'm less bullish on another acquisition completing this year, even though I've got my eye on at least one, is because it might just stretch the organization, outside of our comfort zone in order to execute on these lofty revenue targets that we've got this year, right? We're talking about potentially, doubling our sales or almost doubling our sales this year, you know? So if that's the case, that's going to put some stress on the organization. In addition to that, we've had to do a move to the United States. And, so we're going through that as well. So there's a lot going on in this small company. And one of the things I don't want to do is I don't want to distract us from our focus to execute on what we need to execute on revenue this year. So, what you might see is you might see a letter of intent, right, this year, but I don't see us completing on any acquisition.
Okay, very interesting. And are you also looking to grow Gatekeeper outside of North America?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the interesting thing about the mobile marketplace is that it is a global marketplace, you know, and so for instance, all of your subscribers can certainly, Google, the Dubai project and look at what the goals of RTA, which is Road and Transportation Agency in Dubai. And they are looking at outfitting video on 6,500 buses in Dubai, and Gatekeeper has been shortlisted for that project. So Dubai is a really interesting city that Gatekeeper in the future would like to be a part of. The reason it's interesting is because they are one of the fastest growing cities in the world. They are very much engaged in the smart city concept, which really takes all of the smart sensor systems that are determined to be under the smart city umbrella, if you will, and one of those is establishing connectivity with their school buses back to their major command center that they have recently launched. So their goal is to put smart sensor systems on 6,500 school buses that allow them to capture stop arm violations, capture vehicles driving up too close to a school bus. So within 5 meters, it's a fine is issued if a vehicle approaches a school bus within 5 meters. Or if their school bus is within 5 meters of the vehicle in front of them, that is a fine to the school bus driver. And then third piece of revenue they're looking for is a seatbelt fine. If the students are not wearing seatbelts, the driver gets fined. Those are smart applications that RTA is trying to implement in their school buses. And Gatekeeper has installed its technology, its software, as part of a proof of concept, and we've been shortlisted for the project. So now we're awaiting budget approval and also a potential RFP.
Jeff, anything that you want to add?
Our primary business at this point is in Canada and the U.S., but we definitely do look to opportunities where they arise. And one of the exciting things is as we grow our business in North America, we develop relationships with technology partners, consulting groups, technology integrators, and other manufacturing partners that we work with on these technologies. And if they have opportunities in other parts of the world, we definitely get pulled into those as well. There are a couple of key partners that we've developed relationships with, actually springboarding off the SEPTA relationships into the rail industry is one example. And as we're working with those folks, we develop our solutions further, and they've taken us and highlighted some international opportunities that we're looking very closely at.
Okay, very interesting. And as a final question, what are some of the highlights that investors should look out for in 2019?
Gatekeeper is about to embark on launching an analytics platform that we believe is quite unique in the mobile marketplace, and we believe in getting more intelligence out on the edge in order to be proactive in managing incidents. SEPTA is a great example of how a transit agency has used video technology to improve operations, as well as save an enormous amount of money on false liability claims by being proactive in their approach to identify and capture evidence that in the past they would have needed in order to defend themselves, but against these false liability claims. So getting smarter out on the edge by way of using analytics to capture video of specific incidents is something that investors really should keep an eye on with Gatekeeper. That's certainly one highlight. Another highlight I would suggest that investors look for is our ability to capture or land additional major transit agencies by way of our strategy at SEPTA and these new analytics capability that we are landing. In the K-12 market, we're embarking on a strategy to try to increase our market share in that market. And the stop arm camera business is, it has been, as far as the recurring revenue side of the business or the revenue sharing side of the business, what we are seeing happening in various suggested legislations that are being pushed through to the House and then into law is that in some cases there won't be revenue sharing. So Gatekeeper needs to consider changing our business model to have more of a licensing service type offering and potentially not revenue sharing. So those are some of the things that that we should look for. Our plan is to increase the services side of our business so that we can level off the spikes with some of these larger projects. And because those larger projects can throw our quarters off quite easily. You can imagine if you're an $8 million or a $15 million company and you've got projects that are $4 or $5 million, depending on when those land, that can throw your revenue off quarter to quarter. And that's some of the things that Gatekeeper has experienced. So building up the services side of our business is very important to us.
Jeff, any final thoughts for investors?
From my perspective, I would think they would look to see what the next large transit authority is that we bring in. There's a couple key targets that we have. Like you mentioned, they're actually relationships that we generated off that Vegas summit. So that's one thing. And we will be introducing some really exciting new solutions based on the artificial intelligence algorithms that we've developed recently. So those would be the two highlights that I would look for.
Fantastic. Doug and Jeff, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure speaking with the two of you, and we appreciate your time and insight. We wish you and the company all the best.
Thank you very much.